It's so wonderful to be out here, John. Just you and me and that great big beautiful moon. What are you thinking about, John? I mean, when you look at the moon.
Why, duck hunting. I'm going tomorrow. Fellows from the office. That moon means we'll have swell weather.
Oh, is that all, John? Don't you think of anything else? I mean, how lucky I am to be with you, looking at such a beautiful moon.
Oh, that. I really am lucky to be with you, too, Elsie. You look like an angel in the moonlight.
Oh, John, how poetic. But I'm not an angel. I don't want to be an angel. Not an angel.
What? What do you mean, Elsie?
I mean... Oh, why, John... Oh, I don't mean anything like that. You've insulted me. Oh, I want to go right home.
I didn't mean anything at all, Elsie. I just asked what you meant when you said that you didn't want to be an angel.
I mean that angels never have any fun. They don't laugh, dance, play golf, or skate. Really, John, have you ever seen an angel horseback riding?
Well, no, I guess I haven't. I just meant that angels always look pretty.
Just looking pretty is stupid, John. You wouldn't want to spend your time with an angel that just looked pretty, would you, John? You'd rather be with me, John, wouldn't you?
Yes, that's true, Elsie. No doubt about that. No, no doubt about that.
Oh, John. You would rather be with me. Why, then we're engaged.
What did you say? I don't think I heard right.
Oh, John, you don't have to act shy. You said you'd like to be with me all the time. That means we're engaged. Kiss me, John.
I wasn't thinking. Here are some people coming, Elsie. Elsie, don't hang on to me like that. Let's go back to the party.
Now they're gone, John. John, kiss me.
Well,
Oh, that was beautiful, John. I'm so happy. Aren't you happy too, John? And really, John, you won't have to get me a great, great, big diamond. I'm happy just to have you. Shall we get the ring tomorrow, dear?
A ring? Tomorrow? Why? I'm hunting ducks tomorrow. I can't buy a ring.
Well, that's simple. We can be together anyway. I'll go along with you, darling.
No, Elsie. That's final. I'm going with the fellows.
Oh, John, I never thought you could be so masterful, the way you swept me off my feet.
What? What did you say?
Kiss me again, John.
Go ahead, don't be...
Oh, that was more wonderful than the first kiss, John.
There's something I must tell you, Elsie. Now, don't take it too hard.
Oh, John, this is terrible. You mean you're getting bald.
No, Elsie. Elsie, you aren't the first girl I've kissed.
I know that, John. There's something I ought to tell you, too. You've got a lot to learn.
Any more you put on there? The recording you just heard was premeditated. It was a script reading, and it was not... even though it was dramatic, it wasn't an actual recording. And was recorded May 29th, 1949, in Paris, Illinois. The persons reading were myself as John and Joe Waffle, who has had considerable dramatic experience, reading the part of Elsie. Do we have any more to go? Well, I really don't know what to say. Perhaps I should turn the mic now over to Miss Waffle.
I am entirely unresponsible for what I just did. Namely, the recording.
And it was completely unrehearsed.